So, and even if that doesn't happen in this year, you're still writing it down and you're thinking about it every day.
Yeah. And you're slowly moving toward that goal.
Yeah.
And everything you do starts to align itself with that because it is in your thoughts.
Have you ever stopped and asked yourself, is this what I really want to be doing with my life?
We have, and the answer wasn't what we expected.
Hi, I'm Margaret.
And I'm Stetson. We made a really big decision to do a complete rebrand of our four-year-old relocations company. New look, new business model, the works.
Some people might think we're crazy. Do you? But it's what we needed to do in order to better align ourselves with our goals for our company.
In this podcast, we talk about not only our journey through rebranding, but all things business. Marketing, building your client base, social media.
In fact, there is never an end to the topics we will discuss here. So, we invite you now to sit back, take notes, and enjoy the One Crazy Journey podcast.
Hey, everybody. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. It's crazy. It's 2022.
Can you believe it?
We're recording this in advance, but it's going to be 2022 when you listen to this.
By the time you hear it. Yes.
That's weird to say.
I know. 2022. But yet, gosh, the year just went by so fast.
Oh,
like what
gosh.
Happened to 2021? Here we are at the end of the year. I can't even believe it.
I know. Time goes by so quick.
Yeah.
We are so excited, though, because we're kicking off the new year with our relocations class being open. Whoop, whoop. So registration just opened up today when you're listening to this. And we've talked about it before. If you've listened to our previous podcast, we even did like a whole series on relocations. I think like, was it last year?
I can't remember. It might've even been 2020 when we did that. Yeah. I'm trying to remember what we did, like a 5-part series
on adding relocations and all the benefits to it. We've obviously talked about it. The last time we opened it in 2021, the last time we opened that, I think was in August ish.
Yeah. Because we were running it through September, October. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. So
6-week program.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if you're interested in it, you can click the link below and learn all the details. We also added like a little link in there too. If you have questions about it, if you just want to talk to us about it, you can book like a 30-minute call. If you want to talk to us before you sign up about it, but spots are extremely limited. We keep it to maximum of 10 people, because it's a very, close-knit group. It's a 6-week coaching program on how to add relocations into your existing organizing business. Or if you are not actually like have started your organizing business and you want to start out with relocations, we give you our entire business model, business book that we've used for the past 6 years. We literally take our business and we hand it to you. So we teach you everything you need to know, about how to do that. So we've coached,
I don't even know how many people we've coached now or how many businesses we've coached.
I think probably over like, definitely over 20, maybe even 25. I'm trying to like
picture the
group, the list in my mind, but I believe this is what the 8th time we've launched it or 7th.
I'm trying to remember. It might be the 6th or 7th.
It's so hard to keep track of how many times we've launched it. But we've helped women, you know, just starting out in their business where they haven't even started yet. And we've also helped women that have had their business for 10 plus years and they want to grow in relocations and add more revenue into their business. Mm-hmm. So we've done just in between where they're happy with the organizing jobs, but they just want to, you know, add more revenue. So we've done a whole scope. We have some amazing, amazing testimonials, which is just so fun for us to see.
It's so awesome.
On the website. And you can just hear their stories, see some like real examples of like screenshots that we've seen of people like celebrating each other. And it's just a really fun group. After you go through the 6 weeks, you get to graduate into our alumni group chat on Instagram, and you also get access to the Facebook group.
Yeah.
And it's just a really fun, group of women after you go through the course and during the course, we're all here to support each other. We teach you everything everything we know, and we're your coach for life. We always say after the course is done, we're like, it doesn't stop here. Like, this is where the journey starts.
We continue on, and we've realized, especially as even with our own business, how much things grow, how much things change.
And change, right?
Everything's changing. Everything is evolving. And it's sometimes, you know, quicker than we can manage sometimes. So it's nice to have that support to fall back on. And we have had everyone from solopreneurs to gals that have teams of 10, 12 people on their team.
Just even in this last
group. In this last group, we had quite a mix because we had some that had not started their business yet. We had one that had just started a business a few months prior.
And then I think we had two that had pretty large teams.
They both had big teams. One was in Canada.
The other one's in LA. So we've had
international students as well. And it's such a nice mix. I mean, it's so, we always get really connected with everybody too.
Yeah.
Like we're all friends. It's like sad to leave almost on our last day. You know, it's almost sad to see everybody go because we've had so much fun and we've gotten to know them.
And, yeah. And meeting every single week. Mm-hmm. So how the course is structured, we meet for an hour and a half, once a week. And you get access to the dashboard, which will actually give you all the tools and resources you need. Like if, even if you wanted to jump ahead, you can. But we have our entire relocations class, like book of business that we kind of follow. It's like our class manual. So every single week we go into depth of what we're going to be talking about that week. And we go throughout the course. And I think that's like a really fun thing to bring up of like connecting with people, because that's a lot of, especially in this last course, we got really positive feedback on. I've taken courses before, but I didn't really get much out of it because they were pre-recorded. And that's one of the
main reasons, one-on-one.
Mm-hmm. And that's one of the main reasons why we've kept it still doing it one-on-one in person.
Yeah. What we mean by that, it's group coaching, but it's because it's a small group of gals in there. It's very one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
Very much so.
Yeah. Cause we could easily turn it into, you know, an evergreen course, which we might do in the future. But that's why we'd like to keep it this way, because it's so fun to get to know everyone. And then we can help you in real time with your business, because everyone might be in a little bit different spots, but then you can all learn from each other. And so it's been really fun. And that's why we have kept it how we have of group coaching, hour and a half every week, because we can really get to know you and help you and then just all grow together and learn together. So we're really, really excited. Registration will close this Friday at 11:59 PM. Like,
right.
We're keeping like, it will close on Friday. So you have a few days to click the link below, read all the testimonials. If you're ready to sign up, awesome. We kept the price the same as we have been in the past. So it's not, we're not hiding anything. It's the same as what it has been. And then, if you still have questions after reading through the website and the testimonials and all the things that we're going to teach you in the course, there'll be a spot where you can book a call. We'll talk with you this week. We'll do our best to leave open a nice little chunk of time so that way we can meet your schedule. So if you want to chit chat with us and ask questions and just get to know us a little bit before you make that decision, click that and we'd be happy to talk to you.
Right,
because we love talking to people.
And we realize that it is a big decision and it's a time commitment.
Mm-hmm.
And we are there. We love just helping people, you know, decide or answer all the questions to help make it easier to decide one way or the other.
Right.
But it's just something that we offer to anybody who's interested and wants to know, learn more, or just wanted, like you said, want to get to know us a little
bit. Get to know us, because I know you see us on Instagram and like all the time, but it's like, sometimes you want to talk to someone like before you make that decision. And so we'd be happy to do that. So click the info or send us a DM too, if you just have quick questions, that you want answered, or send us an email.
Yeah.
We'd be happy to do that. So registration opens today. And then you can have the rest of the week to kind of think about it.
Mull it over,
talk to us if you'd like to. And we're just super excited. So if you want to know details, again, click the link. So the class will actually start the week of the 17th. And we always like to customize it based on the group of actually when we meet. So after you sign up, we do like a little vote poll, make sure everyone is comfortable with the time and day that we're meeting. And all the details will be kind of hash out after that.
Right. So, because we know the organizers still have a business to run. Mm-hmm. And even the new ones, if they're brand new, they may still be working at part-time and they have commitments. So
exactly,
we like to find the best time and day for
that
everyone.
Works for everyone after everyone in the different signs
time
up.
Zones.
Exactly.
Right.
Cause we have the nice flexibility of being able to kind of, meet whenever, we can kind of change our schedule. So that's how we've liked to do it, especially since it is a small group. We want to make sure that we try and find the time that fits best for everyone. So that's why we don't select a time ahead of time of like, we have to meet on this day at this time, because maybe that would stop you from signing up. So we like to talk about that after.
Yes.
So,
yeah. And all the classes, they are recorded and we put them up in the dashboard so that you can watch them later again and again and again. Or if you happen to miss one, you can always go back and catch it. If you have questions, you know, that maybe you can't be there, but you have questions, you could always ask and we'll talk about them in each class. So it's very much customized for each group.
Exactly. Yeah. So we're really excited about it. And we are excited that we're starting out the new year launching our class, because this is one of our passions that we love. We just love to teach. We love to talk.
We love helping people.
We love helping people grow their business.
Yeah.
So since it's a new year, we thought we'd kind of start out with things that we like to do
To get ready for the new year.
To get ready for the new year. Yeah. And we recently sent out an email about this, of like setting goals and stuff. So we figured we'd kind of talk about it a little bit, but, we've definitely, I feel like the first vision board we made was like maybe in 2019. Yeah. I think when we hired our personal development coach.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly.
Yeah.
Which was actually really cool because when you look back on our vision board that we made, I think I still have it.
I have mine.
But too. One of the main things that stood out was like, we had maybe, I don't know, did we have 10,000 followers then on Instagram? Maybe. I don't think we did.
No, I think we had 600.
No, when we made our vision board, I think we were at a point where we at least had 10. Where
did we?
Yeah.
I don't even know.
But we wanted our goal to be 100,000, and like 100,000 followers was like crazy. And yeah. 2020. I remember looking at the vision board. So we made one in 2020.
Okay.
Of what we wanted our business to look like in 2020.
Yeah.
And so when you look back at, cause I think we made it at the end of 19 or something.
I think so. Yeah.
So when we looked back at that, we wrote in like 100,000 followers.
Yeah.
And like that seemed like crazy. Like we'd never reach that goal, but
like that would take years to get to
years to get to that goal.
Yeah.
But when we look at it now, it's like that came to our life. Like now we have over 100,000 followers and we put it on the vision board, and there's a bunch of different, like I even put travel things on there. Like I wanted to go to Mexico, which I did. We had like income goals, or we had like, we wanted 4 sources of income, which now we have way more, but that was a lot. For us, where it's like, we want to make sure that we have these things set up so that way we're making money in 4 different areas. So we had our relocations, we had our, you know, Instagram, just things that we were thinking about that we wanted.
And adding in addition to our services.
Right. And we've been able to do that
times
like 20 by now, but it's really fun. So if that's what you'd suggest you doing at the beginning of the year, we both have bullet journals.
Yeah.
You've been doing yours for a little bit.
I started mine in August.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and it's super fun. And Stetson got one for Christmas this year from her sister, Jackie. And so she started one, and she was back to just showing me her little vision board before we started. And I'm going to make a vision board in mine, which she inspired me because I didn't think about putting an actual vision board in my bullet journal.
Yeah. But those of you that look at it every day.
Yeah. So. But those of you that have a bullet journal, it's a super fun way to keep track. And as we all know, the things that are tracked are things that we actually continue to do, like exercising or drinking more water. Like I have a little tracker list every month, and I have things like, am I brushing my teeth twice a day? Because, you know, sometimes I might go throughout the day and I realize, oh my gosh, I didn't brush my teeth, my water,
like I'm tracking, floss.
Yeah. Tracking my water, exercises, my power walks that I do. Did I call my mom and dad? And I'm practicing my Duolingo Spanish every day, still write with my left hand. So I write those things down in my list and then I check them off every night. And so, because I'm looking at it every night, it's reminding me
to do it,
Yeah.
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 Yeah. So you have more experience than me, in bullet journaling. And again, you don't have to get a bullet journal, but we highly suggest writing down goals. Like that's the main thing.
Yeah.
Of writing down big goals that you want to accomplish in 2022. Right.
And what's cool about a bullet journal, if you don't know what one is, like I didn't really know what a bullet journal was, but what that means is the pages have little bullets on them and they're like quarter inch or half inch apart from one another. And so it makes it easier to keep things in alignment. If you're trying to make a schedule, for example, like my tracking schedule, then you can follow the dots and you don't have to have a ruler and you don't have to be super artistic.
Exactly.
You know, you could like, oh my gosh, my daughter, Jackie.
She's so good at her. Oh,
she's got amazing. No, she's quite, no pressure. She's quite the artist. So she's got tons of beautiful things in there. But mine's more like fun, you know, kind of straightforward, but still, you know, having the bullets in there does make it more fun and makes it more rewarding because you don't have to deal with like crooked lines and stuff.
Right. And that,
and then you just add a bunch of color in there, and you can use colored pencils, you can use markers, whatever you want, or you could just have black and white too. It doesn't have to have
black
color.
And white.
Yeah. You can use highlighters.
That'd be fun. That'd be a cute one. Yeah. So you can kind of come up with a theme. So I just started mine. And so I decided to do like kind of structure it of, I have like my pen, tester where I have all the different colored pens where I can be like, oh, I want to use that one today or whatever.
Yeah.
And then I have my vision board on the next spot. So that's kind of like my 2020 cover page. So I just thought it was a fun idea to put my vision board in there,
I think
of the cover page
idea.
Of the bullet journal.
Yeah.
And like, if you haven't done a vision board before, we'd highly recommend doing it this year because it's crazy how, if you write things down, or if you like create something and you like print out a picture of what you want, how it tends to happen.
Especially if you put it in a place where you can see it.
And
every
even if it doesn't happen this year, like we have big goals on there.
Yeah.
Big goals that we've been working on for 2 years.
Yeah.
That haven't come yet, but we keep getting little, hints from the world and the people that we've been working with that it's eventually going to happen.
And it's
we just have to keep
direction.
Thinking of it.
Yeah.
And keeping it on our vision board. So there's going to be some things that won't happen in the year, but there are some things, crazy things where it's like, how do we accomplish that, you know, in 1 year?
Yeah.
And I don't think we would have, if we hadn't have like made it that main focus.
If we didn't write it down and actually take the time, especially to put it on a vision board where you actually take the time and you cut things out.
And I think when you like, what we suggest when you're making your vision board is it's amazing to have positive quotes on there, which I do have some of that, or like inspiring images, but you don't just want it to be that. Like we'd recommend, at least in the email that we sent out a few days ago, but we'd recommend like writing down 10 things that you want in the new year, like 10 specific things. Like, is
being
it to
very specific,
right? Yeah. Is it to triple your income this year? Write it down.
Is it to hire an assistant? Do you need a virtual assistant?
Or even like big things, like, do you want a book deal? Like you don't have to limit yourself to like just what you think you can accomplish.
Right.
Like we haven't been featured in magazines yet, like actual hard press magazines. So that's what one thing that I wrote on mine was magazine features. Or it's like, I have a little image of Home Depot. Like I really want to work with Home Depot as like a brand collaboration.
Right. Well, gosh,
So
we spent a lot of money in Home Depot and they are part of our services, you know, like that's where we get our boxes and we've gotten all our tools.
Yeah. So we like to put goals, like those 10 things that are very uncomfortable. Like we want to reach, at least for me, I wrote down 500,000 on followers on Instagram, which is definitely a stretch from how we're growing. Like we have like 160 something right now. So if you think about it, like in a year, that's quite a bit.
Yeah.
Right. It's not just like, I want to reach 200,000. It's like 30 more. It's like, no, you got to push yourself and write things down that might be like scary.
Yeah.
But you really want, like, we want to get a book deal at some point. You know, we were just talking about, doing like a product line at some point. That's not on my vision board, but I might, no, actually it might be.
Yeah.
So, and even if that doesn't happen in this year, you're still writing it down and you're thinking about it every day.
Yeah. And you're slowly moving toward that goal.
Yeah.
And everything you do starts to align itself with that because it is in your thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And there could be other things like you want to like increase your revenue. You only want to work with luxury clients.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Or maybe you only want to do specific jobs. Like I only want to do master closets.
Right. Or you only want to book jobs that are $5,000 or more.
Yeah.
Like you don't want to do those
less
small
than
jobs.
$20,000.
Right. Which is even totally you can have, especially with relocations.
Yeah.
But yeah, just think about like what you see for yourself in the new year and what you see for your business and make sure there's specific things. And then the rest of your vision board can be, you know, inspiring quotes and things that just make you feel better. You can even put like pictures of like, say you want to get a new car. Like that's what I'm going to put on mine.
Yeah. Or maybe you need a company car. Maybe you've grown enough to where you're tired of using your own personal vehicle and you want to have a company car. Maybe this is the year to do it. Yeah.
We had a goal card a while ago and I put, it's funny to think back, but I put a picture of a black, like the house is actually black.
Yeah.
And it was like this modern house. I'm like, I was like, well, I really like this house. And then for some weird reason, I decided to paint my house like dark gray. And I did get a new house like the year that I wrote that down. So it's pretty cool. Well, almost the year that I wrote that down.
Pretty close. So it was just at the end of the year before, I think.
Right. And before, like we bought a house and stuff like that. And I don't think that would have been possible if I hadn't have put it down. I was thinking about it all the time and slowly moving towards that.
Well, it's easy to put things off.
And it's easy just to get comfortable where you are, which isn't necessarily a bad thing. But when you're growing your business, it's important to have goals of what you want to accomplish.
And targets.
So if you take those 10 things, you write them down and then you'll create your vision board, whether that's on a piece of paper or in your bullet journal, if you want to get that, just make sure it's in a place where you can see it every day. That's why I wanted to put in my bullet journal because I need to spend more time for myself. I think that's one thing that I'm going to focus on is like, we used to be really good at like meditating and visualizing what we want, which I need to get better at.
2019, we were really good at that. 2020, we were still kind of doing it.
But it was more towards like our business is going to be okay in 2022. Like we're going, you know, everything is as it should be. Cause like 2020 was crazy. But in 2021 kind of got a little chillaxed on that.
Yeah. So on the meditation,
on the meditation, just visualization.
Yeah.
So that's kind of a big goal for me. And so the bullet journal will kind of force me to like spend time for myself. I'll fill out all the trackers and all the things that I want to.
And that can be a tracker item. Like,
even did I do this?
Yeah. 10 minute meditation,
exactly.
Breathing exercise, something mm-hmm. that you do every day.
Yeah. But if you look at all successful people, they all do that. They visualize, they have vision boards, or they at least have goals that they've written down. Like we know a producer in Hollywood. He has his golf card and he always has it on it. And he's always thinking about it.
He carries it around. And he looks at it all day long.
He looks at it all day long. He's a very successful Oscar, Emmy, Tony award-winning producer.
And he wants he has another big goal in mind.
To win another Oscar. And that's what he did. He printed off a picture and he photoshopped another Oscar on his other hand where he's holding two.
Yeah.
And if you do all the research of like J-Lo, you know, Jesse Itzler, Sarah Blakely, that owns Spanx. I'm just thinking about the people that I know.
Yeah.
They all do this. And so you might as well do what successful people do. And again, it's not easy though to like, I'm going to write down my goal every single day. We were really into that for a long time, which we need to get back into doing.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to meditate list. Or I'm just going to visualize it. Like, say you want to triple your income, you know, of what you did this year. What would that look like? Would it be, let's just say $150,000. That would be tripling your income. I don't know. I'm just thinking, like, think about that and visualize that. How would that feel? And you do that every single day. Yeah. And then you'll slowly move towards accomplishing that.
And that's a really big part of it too, is to actually envision yourself in the space and notice how it feels and notice everything. Like, where are you? What are you wearing? What mm-hmm. does it smell like? Are you, you know, what do you sense? And try to incorporate as many of those senses as you can into that vision.
Right.
And keep repeating that. Keep doing that over and over again. Like before mm-hmm. you go to sleep at night, just lay in bed, eyes closed. Because we used to do this every night. Lay in bed, eyes closed, breathe, focus on your breathing for a minute. And then just envision that world that you want, mm-hmm. that world that you've got on your vision board. And what is it going to feel like?
Which we need to get better at doing. Like?
Yeah.
I'm going to put that as on my tracker. And
that's going to be a tracker for me.
Because I used to do that every night and I don't, which is bad. But again, I'm realizing
so we
that
fell
I
off the wagon,
it, but we're doing it again. So we're going to make that a goal in 2022.
Back on the wagon here.
So that's why, again, thinking about like New Year's resolutions, we're not like so much into, but we're into like goals. And that's like been a main focus of everything that we do the past 3 years. And I don't think we would have been able to, you know, work with all the brands and do all the things. Like I remember writing down like a goal of mine a few years ago was like, you know, being an influencer.
Yeah.
And when we had like, you know, a couple thousand followers and,
right.
and looking at all these bigger people and like, I could never do that. Like I could never work with those bigger brands. But when you, yeah, how we are now, you're just like, wow, I've just magically kind of moved into this position, which is crazy to look at, but it's kind of fun where it's like, wow. Yeah. I would have like, that's what I wanted. And now it's here, but you also have to make sure what you want is what you actually want.
Right. Because you got to be really careful about that. Cause you don't want to end up doing something that you don't really want.
Right. Cause then you're like, what if you hated like doing videos? Like that's kind of what I do now, videos every day. So, but I do love it.
And you do. Yeah. You enjoy it. But right. if it's, or yeah, just thinking about it, like really, really hone in on what you want because it will happen. So you better
happen. And then also I think a good thing to think about too is like not limiting yourself. Cause if you look at all these big people and you say, oh my gosh, you know, you look at other organizers and they have a book deal. You're like, oh, I could never do that.
Or they have a product line.
Right.
Or they've done something. They're featured in like People magazine.
Right. And then you look at yourself and you're like, oh, I only have 100 followers, or you know, I'm not like I could never do that. Like, what if you said, I can do that? And you just switch your mindset mm-hmm. into, well, what if I can? And then you start thinking about, oh, like, how can I do this? Like, how could I get to this position? Do you want to work with brand deals?
That? Yeah.
Okay. Then make social media focus. Or do you want
to write magazine articles and organizing for magazines? How would that look? And how would you go about getting started?
Or do you want to get a book deal? Like you, mm-hmm. like all these things. And what if you said, I could, like, what if I could do that instead of like, you can never do that? That's a big part of it. Like when you write down those goals that you're thinking, like all the goals that I wrote down, I'm like, oh yeah, I will accomplish those. whether that's this year, I wrote them down on my vision board to happen this year, but I know that once I keep writing them down, they will eventually happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You just can't give up is the main thing.
Yeah. Keep going and change the mindset and don't compare yourself to everybody else, because you don't know the journey that they've all been on. Even ourselves, you know, it's hard too, especially when you're first starting out, you don't have much of a following. Your business is brand new. You're not making thousands of dollars every week on jobs yet, but keeping the positive of yes, that will happen. And I can't compare myself to somebody who's bigger and has a lot more experience, or it seems like they've had overnight success. Mm-hmm. Nobody has, if when you really look back, nobody has overnight success. What they have is like overnight success from where they've started, like where they are right now. But we never know the whole journey from what has happened to get to that point. Maybe they've rebranded. Maybe they've had a total change of company, you know, who knows, but you never really know what happens to somebody in the past. So don't compare yourself. Just look at your own journey, celebrate your own wins, and keep moving toward the goals that you have set for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think like, I'm just trying to look from like the outside in, like in our journey. Cause like now, like when you look at us on Instagram, like we might seem like, oh, we're like all that overnight success, which we did grow very quick on Instagram this past year, but all the work that we put into for 2 years, every single day, growing our Instagram,
trying to figure out the algorithm,
trends, doing posts, doing everything we could. And focusing on like, we're going to grow our Instagram. And like, that wasn't just an overnight success. Like we were working towards that and like,
well, holding and all that vision that of
working with brands and being like an influencer for 2 years. Right. Like it wasn't. And then we just,
So then it started happening. Yeah. And it was in March of this year when it finally started happening. That's when we finally started happening.
But it was a slow thing for over two years of grinding and not seeing any success.
All the
studies
that you were doing, all the videos you're watching, all the trainings you were involved with, the group chats,
trying
the Facebook pages you were searching.
Exactly.
To try to figure out and get ahead of the algorithms. And so when it finally started happening in March, then yes, it looks like overnight success, but all that work behind the scenes
and for years, like it wasn't leading just an overnight thing, but also I had it in my mind of my goal is to reach 100,000 followers. That's my goal. And so I just tried every single thing we could. First it was, I'm going to reach 10,000. Once we hit that, I wanted 100,000. I wasn't about to do 50. I was like, okay, let's try and do this. Right.
Now it's 500,000.
But again, that took forever. And we had our Instagram hacked and we, you know, rebranded and like all these things that have happened to us, but we didn't give up. And then we just happened to jump on the trend of reels very, very quickly. But that was like a decision that we had to make. Like, I'm going to try this again, just trying everything we could to grow.
Right.
And yes, we did not go very quickly sure this if it past was gonna year.
Work.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. Just but trying the next thing.
That was our main, at least my main focus of like, I want to reach 100,000. And we did. Mm-hmm. But again, if you look at from where we started to now, it was probably 3 years of hard work to get to where we are now. So it's not like these people are lucky. Like you might look at us and be like, they're lucky. They get, you know, all this stuff, but it's work. And it's just holding that image of we can do this. So if that's something you want to do, then you just have to focus on it and never give up. And you can do that in everything.
Right. No matter what it is, if you're growing a team, if you're a solopreneur and you want an assistant, you know, what do you need first? Do you need an assistant like to help you manage jobs and things? Or do you need an assistant that's going to help you on the job and do the organizing?
Right.
You know, so be very specific with what you want to do. But if whatever your goals are, just write them down so you can see them every day and keep doing whatever you can in your power to move yourself toward that goal.
Exactly. So that is our motivational talk for the day. We could talk about this forever and like all the books and stuff that we recommend reading and on all this stuff, but that's really what we highly recommend doing for the new year is just writing down 10 actual like things that you want to accomplish and don't cut yourself short on what you can accomplish. So write down 10 things that you see for 2022 and then also make that into a vision board because that will go a long way. And then put it in a spot that you'll see every day and just hold the image. And then everything that you do will, every decision you make will be working towards one of those goals and eventually it will happen. So motivational us.
Look at us.
I'm like, okay, all motivational. I'm hyped. So we just wanted to remind you that our relocations class is officially open. Registration is open. You can click the link below to learn all the details. And again, if you have any questions, there will be a button where you can book a call with us this week. We can chit chat for 30 minutes, or if you just have a few questions after reading through the sales page and all the testimonials, send us a DM. We're always here. I'm on Instagram all day, every day, basically. Yep, so I will get back to you as quick as possible, yeah. But we're just super, super excited. So registration officially open today, and then we'll close on Friday. So
yes.
We love, love, love to work with you and just help your business grow in 2022.
And all of the information is in the show notes. Just want to mention, mm-hmm. It's all there. And if you haven't looked at the show notes, go to the show notes and look, and you'll find all kinds of cool stuff in there. We've got a lot of little
resources.
There. Yeah. So.
Thanks for listening to the One Crazy Journey podcast, where we have a brand new episode every Monday.
Like what you hear? Then subscribe so you never miss a show.
And while you're at it, why not hop over to our Instagram at everything.nb and follow us there so you can keep up with our stories.
And on a side note, we often make references in our episodes about the programs, books, and apps and other tools that we love.
If you would like to know what these tools are, then take a look at the show notes for this episode and find the link to our free resource guide.
Well, that's it for today. So you can listen to us next time on the One Crazy Journey podcast.
And if you use your imagination, you can see us too.